Hey, hey, you're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 167.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome, my friend. It's awesome to have you back on another episode. If you're joining us for the first time, I thank you for taking the opportunity, or thank you for giving me the opportunity and for taking the time to allow me to speak to you through this podcast. I definitely want to encourage you to go back and listen to, a lot of the other shows. You know, make sure to use the search bar on flipempire.com and kind of, you know, as this podcast grows, you know, we're 167 episodes in, use it as a buffet. You know, there's a lot of people that kind of binge listen that will find out about the show and then just kind of go back to episode one. Or episode zero, really, and then just listen all the way through. But you can also use a search bar and find topics that, you know, that are relevant to what you're going on right now. If you have specific questions or if you have an area in the business that you want to dive in, chances are, you know, 167 episodes in, we've probably covered it. And on today's episode, guys, I want to give you a little bit of a different take on something. You see, a lot of people come to me because they're interested in building out a team. Right, they want the acquisition manager, the disposition manager, they want a virtual assistant and a cold caller and a transaction coordinator, and they want to build this big team, right? But the truth is that maybe you're not meant to have a big team, right? Maybe you have a unique ability, or you have a specific strength that will allow you to do more deals or less deals, but ultimately generate more revenue by just tapping into your strength or something that maybe you're particularly good at. And, in the next episode, in the next masterclass, I'm going to be interviewing just a very successful entrepreneur, investor, and we tackle the topic of, we touch on joint ventures, right? But we touch on joint ventures, you know, he talks about, just to kind of tease it, he talks about how he's able to structure deals so that he gets a piece of the deal, but it's very passive, meaning that he's not involved in the day-to-day or he's not involved in anything else. He just structures the deal and steps aside, and then he gets an ongoing piece of the deal, not only recurring, right, on a monthly basis, but also a piece of the back end once that property sells. And it really kind of got me thinking, you know, what am I particularly good at? What am I really good at that comes effortless, that is already in alignment with what I'm already doing in my business or with what my team is already doing, that will allow me to structure deals and then back out, but still get a piece or a percentage of that deal? And what I really want to just kind of challenge you with is, you know, think about, you know, first of all, hopefully you had a great Christmas and a good New Year. Hopefully you're, you know, you've already kind of mapped out your plan for 2018, what you want to accomplish. You've reverse engineered the process. And what I want you to do is look at that plan, look at your goals, and think about, is there anything that I'm already doing within my business or within my company, with my team, or if you're, you know, by yourself, is there something I'm already doing that I can offer to others for a percentage of the deal or for a piece of the deal, right? And so let's say, for example, one of your unique abilities is just communicating with sellers or talking to sellers or negotiating, right? Is that something that maybe you can partner with someone that sucks at that, or someone that doesn't have an acquisition manager, or someone that, you know, doesn't want to go meet with sellers? Maybe they have a full-time job, or maybe they're just not particularly good at it. Or maybe they have an acquisition manager that is just not very good, right? Would it be possible for you to offer that as a service to that person for a percentage of the deal? And that's all you have to do. Right, and this is just an example. I'm shooting off the cuff here, from the hip. So this could be anything, right? This could be you're really, really good at marketing and generating leads, but you don't want to talk to sellers. You don't want to build a buyer's list. That's a service you could offer to someone for a percentage of the deal, right? You just focus on the marketing for others. The flip side, it could be on the disposition side. Maybe you love working with cash buyers and you're really good at networking and building those relationships. You know, I know several people here in my market that have built a very strong buyers list, and they don't even do their own deals. They connect their buyers to other people's deals. Now, granted, they're typically not making big pops, right? Their margins aren't very big, but it's a volume game for them, you know, and they're happy doing it. But it's just them, right? I know one guy here locally that doesn't do any direct mail. He just gets his deals off the MLS, but he's got great relationships with agents in town. He's got students that he's worked with that essentially will acquire the properties for him. They'll tie up the deals and they'll kick it over to him. And, you know, he'll just structure and put the deal together, you know, and he makes what he makes on those deals. So anyways, I just kind of want to get your mind thinking that along the lines of, you know, looking at others in your market as, you know, people that you can collaborate with, people that you could joint venture with, that you can make more money with, you know, you're adding a value to them and they're bringing something to you. There's an exchange of value there, right? So don't look at these people as competition, but look at them as collaboration partners, joint venture partners. But I think the first step is really just getting crystal clear on, you know, what is it you're really good at? What do you enjoy doing, right? Ask yourself those two questions and then see how you can tap into those strengths and tap into what you ultimately enjoy doing that adds value to others that don't like doing that or are not good at that. And, you know, there's opportunity there. There really is. And if it's something that you're already doing, if it's something you enjoy doing, something that gives you energy, and it just comes natural to you, maybe it's an effortless process for you, then think about how you can package that up as almost like a service, right? And then the next part is going out there and identifying those people that don't have that value add that you can bring to the table, right? Again, they're either not good at that particular thing, or they just don't want to do it, or they don't have someone to do it. And that really comes from just getting out there, getting away from behind the computer screen, behind your smartphone, and just going out there and talking to people, letting them know what you do, you know, building up your network. I want to challenge you here this year to, and this is something that honestly I need to do a better job of, even though I've already made big strides in the last year, is just getting out there. I've joined a couple of high level masterminds, and I'm more intentional about going out and building my network and connecting with people, always looking at, you know, what I can bring to the table as far as value that I could bring to someone else, and just seeing if there's any synergies or any opportunities. I think if you approach networking with that mentality, hey, what are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish? You know, what is your business? What does your team look like? What's the structure of your company? Where are you lacking? Right? What are some of your biggest challenges? Those are always questions that you want to kind of ask once you've built a relationship with someone, or even at the outset, you know, just find out, talk to people, be yourself, find out what they have going on, find out where the pain points are in their business, and then be very, you know, look for opportunities to bring something to the table. And then just see if there's any synergy, see if there's any opportunities to, you know, to joint venture and make money. And again, I think if you really just kind of think about this moving forward, then it's almost like an extra, it's almost like another way to just generate revenue in your business. It's almost like an extra profit center. And it shouldn't require a whole lot more time and effort, you know, because if you're kind of finding that sweet spot, it's something you're already doing. It's something that you're really good at. And it's something that you can, you know, it's something that you're adding value to somebody else in their business for whatever reason. So I want to kind of end the show here. I really just wanted to get your brain kind of going in that direction and thinking about it. And I want to encourage you to listen to the upcoming masterclass we have, which, you know, if you're catching this at the time it's released, it's going to be released on Monday, January 8th, and it's going to be episode 168. So I definitely want you to tune into that one. And, you know, I touched on the last couple Q&A episodes about just thinking bigger. And, you know, this applies, you know, what I'm talking about here applies. I mean, we talk about commercial deals on the next episode, and we talk about, you know, how he structures the deals and he gets a certain percentage of that deal, which, you know, it's drip revenue every month, but then he's also got the upside of a big backend. So think about this in your business. Think about, you know, if you're a really, really good networker, this is something that you can apply to any part of this business or of somebody else's business. Maybe you're just good at connecting people. You know, that's one of the things that I found out last year that I'm particularly good at is just being a connector. And so I'm really looking to double, triple down on that and tap into that unique ability. So anyway, if you have any questions, if you want to kind of keep the conversation going, if you want me to elaborate more on an upcoming episode, I'd love to hear from you. You know, you can shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. And yeah, and so, you know, if there's anything, any topics or anything that you want me to touch on in the episode, if you have a question that you want me to feature on an upcoming episode, you can go ahead and click on the Ask Alex link at the top of flipempire.com, or you could always just shoot me an email and I'd be happy to feature it on an upcoming episode. So, hey, before I wrap up, just a couple quick things I wanted to throw out there. My team, we're growing and we're in the process of looking for an A player rock star dispositions manager. So if that's something that you have any interest in, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. In the subject line, just put dispositions manager or sales manager, and we can connect that way and just, you know, go from there and see if it might be a good fit. So anyway, I would love to continue to add value to you. Hopefully you got something out of this episode. Again, if you're new to the show, thank you for, you know, allowing me to speak to you through this platform. Go back, check out some of the previous episodes. And again, if there's anything that you want me to cover in the future, you know, I'm always looking to grow the podcast and just deliver as much value through this through this platform that I have here. So thank you so much. Crush your day. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text Empire to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.